The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers@krla870.com. That's newsmakers@krla870.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Time for us to check in with Jim Ellis, ellisinsight.com, for a look at the week in politics. And Jim, we're edging ever closer to the election. Some places, I guess, are they already starting voting in some places? Right?
Well, we've got four states. Yes, good morning. We have four states that have already opened early voting, and then the two of them have sent ballots out to everybody, the ones that have the kind of the universal mail balloting, such as Pennsylvania and Minnesota in this case. So, yes, it's we're really officially underway, at least in part of the country, with actual voting.
Well, let's look at some of the races. I know that we've been following here in Southern California a lot of the congressional races. Scott Baugh wants to take a seat here away from Katie Porter, if possible. What are you hearing? What are we learning as far as some of these races?
Well, that one's particularly interesting. Katie Porter is one of the strongest fundraisers for the Democrats in the whole country, and that's saying something. I think she has approximately $20 million for that race. But it's the territory in the district she chosen to run in, this new 47th district, actually is 60% new to her. So 60% of the people that live there do not have her as their current congresswoman. So it is a different race, and it's the coastal seat that comes down and touches the ocean. And you've got Scott Baugh, who's a former state assemblyman, former Republican Party chairman in Orange County, looked to be a pretty strong candidate. I was surprised. I thought he underperformed in the jungle primary, but it certainly could be a competitive race, no doubt about it. But she has such a huge resource advantage that it may be a real difficult one.
You know how they have the flyers that come through the mail and the issues that come up? One of the ones has to do with university housing. I guess she was given a break. The local university where she used to teach kind of subsidized the purchase of housing there, but she hasn't taught for years that she's been in Congress. So she's been on leave, but still benefiting from that. And, you know, it's kind of back and forth. People say, well, others have done that and all that stuff, but, you know, they pick these issues and start talking about them, don't they?
Well, they do, and there's a lot of ancillary things. It reminds me of the Elizabeth Warren situation when she was running her legal practice out of Harvard University. So the left, they tend to be able to use government to serve themselves very, very nicely.
And don't feel too guilty about it when people point it out that, hey, you know, a lot of people would like those kind of breaks for housing. What teacher who's currently teaching doesn't get to live there because you're there, right?
Exactly. And but, you know, that's the me lifestyle now that we have. And it is exemplary, usually, with the elite from the left.
All right. Take us into some other races. What are you watching now?
Well, around the country, we've got, I think, two of the Senate races are really critical. I think the New Hampshire race is probably off the table. I fully expect the Republican Senatorial Committee to move all the money they have for that race, which they have reserved about $9 million in media time. I expect them to move that, to probably concede that race in New Hampshire, to concentrate on the three where they do have a chance to convert a Democratic seat. Nevada, where Adam Laxalt now in five consecutive polls is running ahead, not by much, but he's ahead in five consecutive polls. Arizona, where Blake Masters is really closing in on Senator Mark Kelly. And in Georgia, where Herschel Walker is right there and leads in some polls against Senator Raphael Warnock. All three of those are very much in play. I would expect the extreme focus from the Republicans now to go to those three races.
Is the issue there immigration, because Arizona is being heavily impacted by the open borders that the administration denies is taking place?
Yes, there's no question about that. That's a huge issue there. Masters is making a big deal of that and has for quite a while. Interestingly, I think this is beginning to work, at least the conservative agenda, because if you look at the governor's race, a new ad came out just in the past couple of days from the Democratic nominee, Katie Hobb. You'd swear she was a Republican. She's talking about giving tax cuts if she gets elected to 800,000 Arizona families. She's going to recommend removing the sales tax on all of the items associated with child rearing. You would have sworn she was a Republican. And no mention, which surprised me, and this might be the first Democratic ad in the whole country that does it. It didn't mention abortion. That tells me that the Republican agenda, Carrie Lake, her opponent in the governor's race, the Democratic polling is showing the same thing that the public polls are, that the Republican there, Lake, really has a shot to win that. So I was very surprised by this ad. It is definitely a change in strategy and direction that tells us that the Republicans are definitely on the move in Arizona.
Well, Democrats have been hanging their hat, so to speak, on the abortion issue, haven't they? They've made that as if the center stone. When you and I have talked about polling that says it's not one, two, or even three on people's minds right now.
That's right. We were quoting the YouGov Economist polling. Now, interestingly, they just came out with a new one. And this is for CBS News. Now, they changed this, obviously, at CBS News direction. And they dropped a lot of the 15 issues that they had previously polled, even such as health care and education were not even asked. Others like national security, civil liberties. And they add the 2020 election, election security, all of the issues that the left and the liberals are campaigning on. Now, the reason they did that, I think, was to move abortion up. And it did, but still not to the top. It's still, even on what I would call a rigged poll by CBS News, to highlight the abortion issue. And you could tell by the other questions that's what they were trying to do. It still didn't work, because abortion, even on that system, could only come in third.
Jim Ellis, Ellis Insight. Women. Jim Ellis, ellisinsight.com. Let's go into Pennsylvania, that tightly watched race there. You've got health issues on one candidate, a late debate by the other. What's happening there?
Well, Mehmet Oz, a Republican nominee, the famed Dr. Oz from his television shows, there's no doubt he's gaining there, and it's becoming much more of a race, so the timing might be pretty good for him. But most of the polling, there is one now that has him down 7, but the rest of them have him within, 2 to 5. And that's definitely momentum on his end. I think his new ads are pretty good, going after the Democrat John Fetterman. He's lieutenant governor. He was, as lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania, you are the head of the parole board. And his recommendation of releasing murderers and the criminals that they were able to release through that program at his direction are pretty serious. And I think they're scoring big points. And to the point where Fetterman is now answering those charges, so that tells you that issue is affecting his campaign. So I think Dr. Oz is closing. He is moving in the right direction, but we'll see if it's enough.
So what is Dr. Oz using then for his commercials? Is he doing a Dukakis moment with the tank driving around type of video, or the health issue?
Well,
one?
No, he is concentrating heavily on this crime issue and heavily on his opponent, John Fetterman's role in releasing criminals. And he's got him on tape talking about he wants to release as many of these people as he can. Mm. And I think that's scoring some points. And the type of ad, it's right out of the same type of format with his TV show. You'd think he was doing his show where he walks in and he talks about this. I think it's a good ad. I think it's a good approach for what he has to do.
And there was an interview that surfaced this week with at least a question asked of California Governor Newsom if he's going to run. And it was a constant, no, not going to do that. No, no, no. I mean, he's saying no, 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 as far as for running for president. Is that conditional, or do you think he's trying to get out of the way here?
Oh, no, it's conditional. He doesn't want to say he's going to try to either run against Biden or that he thinks Biden isn't going to run. I think that is in relation to Biden and that he's not going to at least publicly step on Biden's toes. I think that's what it's about. But the fact that he is using his California governor's campaign to advertise and attack Republicans in other states, that certainly tells you he's planning a presidential campaign because he doesn't think Biden's going to run. That's what it's about.
There's been some debate over the Ron DeSantis move and the governor of Texas move, Abbott, of shipping these individuals with their consent to Martha's Vineyard and other places, as if that's, you know, making the immigrants into pawns. What about that? Who's scoring on that? Because, you know what, Biden has been shipping people overnight in airplanes, and I don't know how many people signed off on that. How do you wait on that issue?
Well, that tells me that that issue is scoring political points, or the Democrats wouldn't be screaming about it. You can always tell. You can always tell what has been effective on the other side. You know, gets on their high horse like the Democrats are here. I think DeSantis and Abbott have scored strong political points there for doing that. And what they have really done is highlighted the hypocrisy of the left on this particular issue when they scream and yell because they get maybe 100 immigrants coming into their areas they have to take care of versus the thousands every day that come across the Texas border.
Right.
So I think it's been an excellent move to highlight that just the hypocrisy. And as another analyst said, it's the first time the national media is covering the border issue now.
Yeah.
So I think it's achieved its purpose well.
Well, and then you have these signs that are posted in Martha's Vineyard about being so welcome and opening to immigrants of all kind. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better poster to have on display to point out that, you know, not in my town, that NIMBYism, but, you know, what they put on their signs doesn't reflect that, does it?
No, it does not, and it was the height of hypocrisy. And that one in particular showed the hypocrisy of the left on this issue.
All right, final 30 seconds. What is it you want to share this week that you're going to be watching for as we move forward?
I'm really concentrating on the Senate races. We're going to look at some just the trends as we now start to get into here the final week. Voting is beginning. It's going to really kick in early voting, probably right around October 15th. That's when I think we'll see some movement. We got to pay attention to the three states we talked about before, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. Also watch those key open seats the Republicans must protect in North Carolina, Ohio, and, of course, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania.
All right, Jim Ellis, ellisinsight.com. Thanks for your wise counsel. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Larry.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Moreno.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.